Today, I'm announcing new measures to clarify and speed up work visas to help people, including Dreamers, who have graduated from U.S. colleges and universities, landed jobs in high-demand, high-skilled professions that we need to have grow to see our economy grow.
President Joe Biden yesterday rolling out a new program that Republicans call amnesty on steroids that will only lead to more illegal immigration. But the White House says this is humane. It's kind. These are people that have been in the country longer than 10 years that are in family relationships, that are married, that are paying taxes, in many cases working and helping the economy. He says it's helpful to the economy, but it, again, it just adds more fuel to the already brightly burning fire that is the debate over immigration in this country. Covering it all for us up on Capitol Hill and at the White House is Fox News Radio correspondent and WJR contributor Jared Halpern. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
This is an executive order, but to be clear, it's not a done deal. There's already going to be challenges to it, probably in the judiciary, and President Trump already says it's going to be one of the first thing he undoes if elected.
Well, and that's the problem with executive orders, and even the White House concedes that, right? That's why they've been trying to get legislation passed by Congress. Obviously, that has stalled out. It's gone nowhere. Even some of these bipartisan proposals are now, kind of stalled. It seems unlikely that that will get renewed here between now and the election. But this order specifically kind of builds upon DACA, right? If you recall, about 12 years ago, President Obama shielded young immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children from deportation. They have been able to stay, get work visas. What this does is basically gives peace of mind to a lot of immigrants who have been in this country at least 10 years. The White House says the average time is about 23 years, who have married American citizens. So these mixed-status families, it allows these undocumented immigrants to apply for lawful permanent status without having to first leave the country, without the penalties that kind of go along with that process. Oftentimes when you are in the country illegally, the president says that this is about keeping families together, that this is about ensuring that people who are, you know, contributing to the economy, contributing to their communities, aren't uprooted. It affects about 500,000 people, so fairly narrow in scope, and would protect some of the children as well. But again, it is kind of that balancing act, right?
Right.
It comes on the heels of President Biden 2 weeks ago issuing that executive order that severely restricted asylum, that is also facing legal challenges. Immigrants' rights groups have sued. That is a step, a measure the president says has reduced border crossings, illegal border crossings, by about 25%. And so what the president yesterday in his message said was that it is a false choice to pick safe, secure borders and providing pathways to people who are already here. His argument is that you can do both. He wants a comprehensive approach from Congress. That obviously has not happened in many years of administrations. And, these are steps that the president says he can take on his own. But again, to your earlier point, these are subject to judges blocking them. They are subject to judicial review. They certainly are subject to another administration undoing them in a way that legislation is not subject to.
Jared, this is an election year. You think these measures will galvanize or polarize voters?
Well, I think I think it depends probably on who it is that you want to see in the Oval Office and kind of what your views are on what immigration and border enforcement ought to look like. Clearly, the border and immigration have emerged as a top concern for voters. Both President Biden and former President Trump have been spending a lot of time talking about their plans and their policies and proposals for that issue. I think from a political perspective, the president is trying to have all sides mollified to a certain extent, right? As I said, this measure 2 weeks ago was pretty harshly criticized by progressives. A lot of those progressives who criticized that policy were on stage with the president yesterday for this rollout. So it is hard to view this through a non-political lens. The White House yesterday did push back on the idea that this executive order is somehow a counterweight or a counterbalance to the order 2 weeks ago. That being said, they also indicated that the president is looking at ways that he can manage and take on this border challenge without Congress. And I would expect that means probably more announcements between now and November.
Jared, what's next for this portion of the immigration debate? I mean, we had an immigration attorney in here saying that her clients, I mean, may not apply just yet because they're still waiting to see how this shakes out. We only have a minute left.
Yeah, no, I think, again, this is going to have to be something that just like DACA, immigrants are going to have to decide whether, and again, because it's not something that is legislative, right? It is something that can be undone by a future administration or by a court. And so I do think that the logistics and kind of how it's implemented remain to be seen. Again, the White House says that this would be a universe, a population of immigrants of about 500,000 in the country right now.
Jared, we thank you for your time and your efforts. We'll wait to see what the next stage of this is as they debate it in Washington and here in Lansing
sure,
as well.
Debating it everywhere.
All right. Jared Halpern, our WJR contributor and Fox News correspondent. Here's the thing. All of these people were here and had been here for at least 3 years under Donald Trump, and he didn't deport them. Now he says he's going to do away with this on day one if he's reelected.
Rip it up, he said.
Yeah. And so the question becomes for next week's debate, which will be a week from tomorrow, mm-hmm. Will you break up these families? Will you deport these people if you're serious about this? I hope that question is asked.
Just hoping there's a lot of substance at the debate next week.
We need some more detail on what it means for these families if there is a change in administration. We're glad you joined us today. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Enjoy your Juneteenth day off. If you have it, we'll see you tomorrow at 6:00.